What's happening, y'all? Welcome back to another exciting episode of The Creation Conversation, the number one news source for all that nerdish on the hub. I'm your host, Lord Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka VHNIC. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Marta Shark Watkins. Go ahead and say hi, and I'll be back in just a second.
Hi. I'm sorry for this face. Every time, like, I got just two news alerts, like, back to back, and neither one of them were good. And, yeah. And also here is the patron saint of podcasting, the warden, Matt Ritter. Hi, Matt.
Hey, Mara. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was like, I saw this news alert that popped up on my iPad, and it was like, a simulation says Earth will turn into one giant human-killing supercontinent. I'm just like, a murderous Pangea?
That sounds fun.
Apparently not for humans. And then another one popped up like, I guess. Well, I mean, when it says human killing supercontinent.
I mean, which humans is it killing, you know?
Didn't seem pretty discriminatory to me.
We don't know that, though. I'm just saying we don't have all the information. It could just be killing certain people. It could be certain humans it's killing.
To be fair, generally, mass genocide is kind of racist, so.
See, nobody said genocide. It just said human killing.
Isn't that what genocide is? Killing humans on a large scale?
Yeah. They didn't say how large the scale was either. All we know is human killing.
Travis is like, they're going to kill one person.
We don't know. Right. It could be.
It's going to become the Pangea, and it's only going to have one casualty.
If a continent kills a human, it is a human killing continent. So my point is, we don't know how many. Like I said, it could be one, it could be 6 million. We don't know.
Sometimes I wonder why I wake up on Fridays.
Because you love me, that's why. All right, just accept it, embrace it.
The follow-up news alert was, a massive solar storm could potentially disrupt power, communication, and GPS this weekend. And I'm just like, what is going on?
Oh, shit. I need the GPS this weekend. I got things to do.
I need the power. Man. I got two podcasts to do.
You see, these are things that more immediately affect me, so I care more.
I need the power and the communication, because what else would I do then?
Because life. Yeah,
human killing super Pangea. Fuck that. I need power and GPS and cell phone service.
Again, see, we don't know that's the case, is my point. All we know is human killing continent. All right? That's my point. But anyway, on to more important matters. What y'all been watching? What you been playing?
All right, so I just finished, well, not finished. I think I got 34 minutes left in it, but the Roast of Tom Brady on Netflix.
Okay. I saw that there.
Can you just acknowledge that Matt did an all right, so boom? Wish it shows you that Matt's been around black people for way too long.
Facts. I actually had a discussion about that on Monday. But anyway, no, it was all right. There was some funny stuff. Some stuff made me legit laugh out loud. I was not a fan of the Burt Kreischer Tom Segura thing. Like, it wasn't funny to me. It didn't do it for me. And I normally like Burt Kreischer.
Was it them talking, or was it people talking about them?
It was them talking. So they got up together as like a joint roast presentation, and they were like pulling up pictures and trying to roast them using pictures, and it wasn't funny.
I mean, that's not good. What they do, so there's no reason why they should have done that.
It was mostly Tom Segura doing his thing and Burt Kreischer being like, yeah, and like throwing in a word there, and I'm like, take your shirt off and say those something funny. Like, the fuck
take you your shirt off and talk about the time you joined the Russian mafia. Like, we want from you, Bert. All right.
Facts. Like, I feel like I've watched numerous of, I know I've watched a bunch of Bert Kreischer's things, and I think I've watched a good amount of Tom Segura, if it's whose face is popping up. And I don't think they've ever used visual cues, so it's like that feels so forced and so unlike them.
I have become less of a Tom Segura fan the more his podcast shit pops up on my TikTok, and the more I have to hear from him, the less I like him.
So I can understand how you can get tired of him. I get it. Yeah. You get him. Give me Tom for an hour, and then I'm done with you for the next 6 months. You know, let's keep that cadence up. I like okay, that. Yeah, one.
This is who I thought it was. He's the better good. X-Men. He's the better looking Ted Cruz.
We did. I'm caught up on X-Men 97. Are you caught up on X-Men 97, Mara?
Yes.
Okay. So, Travis, we're going to need you to take your headphones off for a second. And we'll call you back.
Look for me to do this.
Damn. He ripped out Wolverine's skeleton.
That shit was insanity. I literally texted one of my coworkers, Drew, because, like, I work on Wednesdays from 7 to 4. And, you know, my friend Drew also works on most Wednesdays. And he came in, he's like, you watch it yet? And I was like, no, Drew, I had to be here at like 7 o'clock. When the fuck would I have watched that? Oh, yeah, this, I guess, a great time for Creation Comics.
Creation Comics, yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do. That's not the music.
Yo, so here's the thing, though, right? Travis said it before he took his headphones off. He's like, oh, Magneto was right, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Man ripped, like, Wolverine stabbed him in the chest. He was retaliating, but he ripped that whole man's... I was not expecting that in the show. On top of the fact that he was also, this entire season, trying to fuck Rogue and get her back and take her from Gambit. Like, I don't know if I can be like, Magneto was right.
Well, apparently, like, this was to the T of, like, the Source comic, and so there's some other there's more shit coming, and I'm kind of excited to see it because I'm learning a lot more about Marvel characters than I knew before.
I had to talk about that skeleton being ripped out, but Travis, okay. I didn't want to ruin your Saturday morning cartoon tomorrow.
I'm actually probably gonna watch it on Sunday just because of what I have planned tomorrow, but yeah.
I also finished Chucky
for Mother's Day.
Hmm?
That's a lot of negativity for Mother's Day.
I mean, my mother's down in Pensacola, so you know she won't be experiencing it.
I also finished the second half of the latest season of Chucky, and got back on some Final Fantasy a little bit. So
a little bit.
I'm into chapter 13, doing some shit in the Temple of the Ancients or some shit like that. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the first three episodes or if it's all three episodes of that new documentary, Black Twitter.
I saw that on Hulu. I haven't watched it yet. So
it finally came out. I've pretty much almost finished it. I'm on the third episode.
What is it actually about?
They're Black literally Twitter. Talking about like Black Twitter as it came up, like as it became more popular. When it started, they talk a little bit about the history of Twitter, of like when Twitter started, when it was under Jack Dorsey. They talk about it through like the 2020, with COVID lockdown and the Black Lives Matter movement. Through the presidency for Obama, media. They talk about, like, they really kind of talk about, like, all of it. Like, the part that I had to pause on earlier today was when they were starting to touch on hoteps. And so, like, yeah. I went and got my nails done this morning. And so, like, because my train skipped my stop, I think. I'm pretty certain that's what happened. And my nail lady was open, so I... We got my nails done, so I was sitting and watching through the episode. So I'm like sitting there, she's like doing my nails, and I'm like sitting here cracking up because you know they have they have certain comedians, certain other like internet personalities that, you know, we may retweet and see all the time on social media, you know, cracking jokes, but like also making me, reminding me of things that I've seen happen on Twitter that like were hysterical or like, oh my God, I can't believe I remember that. But it's good. It's been a interesting 3 hours. Because they're about 45 minutes to episodes, but there's only three of them. And I'm still watching Resident Alien.
You know, it's funny that documentary came out. You just mentioned it because I distinctly remember an episode of Smackin' It Raw where I had to explain to Matt and Kate what Black Twitter was.
I was literally just thinking. I remember Travis introducing me to Black Twitter. I didn't know that it was I didn't know it was its own thing. Now I am kind of somewhat I'd say on the fringe of Black Twitter.
He's got some of Black Twitter in his algorithm now. So
You feel immersed into Black Twitter.
Dipping my toe. I'm not immersed. just a toe.
Nobody has to know if you dip.
They also touched on the they talked about like when Elon purchased Twitter, you know, and it changed subsequently to X. Black Twitter is now just like a community or whatever Twitter deems like this, like a specific part of Twitter now.
Yeah.
But you got a request to join it. I just did. I didn't realize they were there.
Anything else?
I've been watching X-Men 97, but we already touched on that. Have I watched anything else? I don't think so.
We touched on that like Magneto touched on Rogue.
And also, I've been keeping up with Saturday Night Live. Maya Rudolph is hosting this Saturday. I think it's either the season finale or the second to last.
Yeah, we got a lot of finales coming up now. We got the you know, the bare months of summer coming up where you go. You got to take what you can get, but we also get, you know, The Boys movies and House of the Dragon, you know, so.
Yeah, we get premium shows.
Yeah.
And we also get movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why the summer is so expensive.
Understood, definitely.
But playing, I've been obsessively playing City Skylines again. Okay. I'm trying to get a better hang on making this city, and I think I keep figuring out where I keep going wrong.
You keep figuring out where you keep going wrong?
Like, better. Like, I keep getting a better handle on where I keep going wrong, but I keep doing it wrong less with each save.
So you're just getting better and better is what you're saying. Yes. You know, you're improving. That's what matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. But, I'm waiting for City Skylines 2 to come out because like I think like a week or so ago or 2 weeks ago, they had finally, I think, announced it was going to come to console. So it's on my wish list for PlayStation.
Okay. Nice.
That's where we are.
Okay. I haven't really been watching much new. I did, after we had that conversation before, realize, oh, I can watch Sandland dub. So we started watching Sandland. Fun show. I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Akira Tozawa. So that's fun. I enjoy that show a lot. Also watched the Cat Williams stand up over the weekend. That was fun. Had me laughing out loud multiple times. So I enjoyed
that. I did watch that one.
Yeah.
I did watch that.
And he was one that actually used some visual cues and stuff for the first time, and it worked when he did it. So, well, most of them worked when he did it. I wouldn't say all of them made me laugh. I don't remember which ones did and which ones didn't, but I'd say most of the time he did it, it made me laugh. He didn't do it a lot. I think he did like three, maybe four times. Mm-hmm. Probably three. And like two of them worked for me, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah, I barely remember the visual cues, but I remember like feeling like I was like, damn, he keeps saying like, don't get me canceled, and then proceed to double down on what he was saying.
One of them was he showed that video of the blind kid that played football, and it was, yeah, one of them things you think about like, this is unfair. Why are you doing this?
Like, right, like you should not.
this poor kid. You know, there's just, you know, you can do whatever you want to do was his whole thing. You could even be blind and play football. But anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. Other things I've been watching. We're still making our way through this year, this season of Is It Cake on Netflix. And this season we're enjoying less than the first two. But we're still watching this one. We've been kind of slowly going through it instead of like binging episodes like we were before. It's less entertaining now. And throughout this whole last episode, I was like consistently heckling the Bakers, even though they couldn't hear me, but it made me feel better. And I was thinking like, this needs to be my job. I should like be able to be on set and be like those old Muppets in the little
do it better. Oh
in
yeah.
The, in the balcony thing that talk shit to help whatever the fuck their names are. Yeah.
Isn't like Herman and something like that?
I thought one of them was Mortimer, but I could be wrong. But like if I just at this particular show, just heckle them the whole time.
Statler then, and Waldorf.
Oh, okay. I don't know where I got Mortimer from.
But for all the old white people names, you were so wrong.
Yeah, yeah, completely wrong. Okay. But
it could have been worse.
Worst things can happen, you know, exactly. We were having this conversation about how this should be my job, but then we thought about it, and I actually thought about it more. I'm like, I can't do that. And reason being, I say nigga way too much. Like, it's just...
And everything like, would just be bleeped out all the time.
Because they're like, they'll finish a cake or something. They'll be like, yeah, this one looks, you know, looks like a lizard. I'm like, nigga, no, it don't. And it'd be one of the things where it's just like, eventually they tell me I can't do it no more. So it's, can't do it.
Once they're in post-editing and they realize how many times they'd have to bleep you, and they're probably, when Mikey Day is probably like, I can't even get a joke in, man. They'd be like, something's got to give.
And most of the time will be spent with me roasting him because just, you have not been funny all season. Do better. But what else have I been watching? And
you finished Fallout?
Oh, yeah. I finished it like the first weekend. Yeah, we were done with that. How far have you gotten far in it?
4 or 5 episodes.
Okay. So okay.
Almost still like halfway through, just over. Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I think that's it. Just still playing Marvel Ultimate Alliance because it's like I said, it's easy to just play in bed and everything, and I can just kind of relax at the end of the day and shit. I have not watching or playing something, but I have started getting the creative juices flowing again as far as getting back into cosplay. Because I haven't done that in a while since, since the con I went to a couple years ago when I was Barrett from Final Fantasy VII. I'm working on something now that'll kind of be like a fusion between that and something else that I'm working on. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm not going to give it away yet because I'm going to do a whole thing when I finish it. But looking forward to that. I got a lot of ideas of how to make it work. It was one of those things. It was an idea that came to me that was actually given to me by Ed. Because I'm like, I want to do something with Barrett, kind of, you know, grow on that. Because one, I wanted to redo the arm cannon anyway, because it was my first one. And, you know, I'm still proud of it, but also, like, I feel like I can do better with it. So I wanted to redo it anyway. And also, it's inexplicably gone somehow. I don't know what the fuck happened to it. It when we moved, shit disappeared. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And when it's done, I'll be happy to show what I've done and give it another go. Probably use it at Dragon Con this year. So that'll be fun.
All right. Can I plug the things before we get into newsy time?
I don't know what things you're referring to.
Twitch and YouTube.
I mean, if you insist you can, I was about to, but
I'm not saying you weren't about to. I want to say, listen, guys, support matters, right? And mortgage companies are bullshit. You pay your payment, and then they call you asking for your payment, and then they raise your payment like $400 a month for a year because taxes and all that. So like, support matters, right? And best ways you guys can support us, twitch.tv/creationworld, where if you have Amazon Prime, you have Prime Gaming, you link that to your Twitch account, you make them fuck, they make a little baby, that baby is a free sub, you give that sub to your favorite Twitch streamers, it helps support us, it helps support anyone that you like watching on Twitch. So it costs you nothing, you're already paying for the shit, it's just this free little thing that you can hand out and give to us, show us support. The more support we get, the more sponsors we get, the more sponsors we get, the more money we get, the more money we get, the more money I can bother Travis to give me to help me pay my mortgage, to keep a house over my family's head. Also, you guys can show support at youtube.com/creationworld, where it is free to like, to subscribe, to comment. And that boosts the algorithm and helps us find new listeners. New listeners mean new people watching our shows. New people watching our shows means new people checking out our content, possibly paying for our Patreon, which we'll talk about later. All of that stuff is great, right? We appreciate it. We're here to entertain you. I want to entertain you. Travis wants to entertain you. I fairly believe Mara wants to entertain you. Sometimes, I don't know. Mara, you like entertaining
people?
More
money will incite, will incentivize more time.
See, there you go.
Ben will make a dance.
Help us out. Go sub to our shit. Enjoy our shit. Flick that bean while you're doing it. While you're watching me and Travis and Mara, flick that bean. Hit that notification bell. Get notified whenever we go live for all of our shows, Creation Conversations, Smacking Raw, Getting Off, all the fun shit that we do. Please do all of that and help me keep a roof over my head.
But that.
Essentially, everybody subscribe to all the things so that Matt won't be homeless. Do you want Matt to be homeless? I don't want Matt to be homeless. Do you want Matt to be homeless, people? If you do say so, so I can let him know. He'll probably cry about it later. Yeah. If you want Matt to be homeless, say it in the comments.
I'm so glad Taekwon's not here because he'd be the first one.
But anyway, y'all, it's time. It's news time. And I'll flip a coin this time. Go ahead, Matt.
All right. So speaking of things like my mortgage company that hates me, apparently so does A24, because I have been waiting for the Crystal Lake TV show. They announced it. We've been waiting. And we got a couple updates. The most recent from John Squires over at Bloody Disgusting. Crystal Lake update, A24 going a different way with the Friday the 13th TV series. This week has brought a lot of confusion about Crystal Lake, A24, Peacock, and Brian Fuller's television series expansion on the Friday the 13th franchise. While reports and rumors spread about A24 pulling the plug on the series, we told you on Monday that that's not exactly the case. Thank God it's not completely dead in the water. Rather, the project is being retooled behind the scenes. Brian Fuller has taken to Instagram tonight to provide an update. He is no longer involved with the Crystal Lake series, but that doesn't mean A24 is giving up hope on the project. Fuller wrote on Instagram, "Adapting classic horror is something I have some experience with. These shows require a vision that elevates and transforms as well as delivers what audiences have come to expect, which is an ambitious and risky endeavor. It requires people to take the leap with me." Sounds like he wanted to do some weird shit and they weren't on board. That's what I'm hearing from them.
That's usually what happens in entertainment. When somebody wants to do something new or different or something that, you know, not exactly what the cookie cutter thing is that they expect from you, then all of a sudden the higher ups that are paying the money, like, wait, no, we don't want to take risks. Just do this thing so we make money, you know?
Yeah. Well, Brian Fuller did the Hannibal TV show, right? So that's kind of where I guess he's coming from, is he's like, when it works, as with Hannibal, the results could be powerful for the storytellers and the audience. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be more proud of the work my co-showrunner, Jim Danger Gray, I were able to accomplish with our brilliant writing staff despite the challenges we faced. For reasons beyond our control, A24 has elected to go a different way with the material. We hope the final product will be something Friday the 13th fans love all over the world and will enjoy. So A24 and Peacock are now searching for new showrunners for the series. Me and Travis are available. Just so you know,
100% available.
I can be 100% available for the right dollar and an immediate start date.
Me, Travis, and Mara are available. Peacock has given the project straight to series order in 2022, with Crystal Lake being described as an expanded prequel of the original Friday the 13th franchise, featuring both Jason Voorhees and his mother, Pamela Voorhees. Original Friday the 13th final girl, Adrienne King, had even signed on for a recurring role in the planned A24 television series. I don't know why I said television.
Television.
Television series.
Brian the Fuller vision is important. Writer. Yeah. This is a whole thing we're talking about, how they didn't accept his vision, and the vision matters, you know?
So basically, they just said, hey, this guy that we hired to run the show, he's gone. We got to, we're starting from scratch. Didn't like his vision for the telly.
It's unfortunate.
Mara, how do you feel about this? I know you're a horror fan like me. Were you excited for Jason TV show?
I'm excited to see this. I've kind of been waiting to see what would come of the Friday the 13th series. Like, I know, like, they tried to reboot it back in 2009. I know, like, they've tried to do other stuff here and there that haven't really panned out. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see Camp Crystal Lake come back.
Okay. You know, Chucky had a great TV series. Stars had the Evil Dead thing that was great for three seasons, and I wish they had done more. I heard talked about Brian Fuller doing Hannibal. Like, there's some cool shit out there, and I was really looking forward to seeing a major name, because Chucky is a major name, but like a major name like Jason, one of the big three, I guess, Jason, Michael, and Freddy, getting a TV show where you could really play out the story, and it's not like an hour and a half movie, and then you got to wait a few years to get the next installment.
I'd be 100% down for a Freddy series.
Facts. Me too. Yeah. So I'm excited to see what comes of that. But yeah, if they need me to do pretty much anything on production for this as a job that pays more than what I make now, I'm here for it.
I have the knowledge.
I'd do it for less than I make right now, honestly. But, you know, I'm not going to say how much less. But, you know.
Who's next?
Well, next, we're going to watch a trailer.
Nice.
Let's go with this one. PlayStation has got something they wanted us to see.
What?
I'll send it to y'all in Slack. It's just things that I scrolled past.
Okay.
God damn Amara.
That's why I was like, I'll just send it to y'all.
So what you're telling me is I don't need to go to YouTube to look up videos and shit on how to beat something, or go to IGN and look for tips on how to beat something when I'm stuck on a boss fight.
Yeah.
PlayStation is like, we're just gonna do it for you.
Right. Exactly.
No more trying to look between my phone. Up from my phone on my lap, up to the screen, back down really quick.
Yeah. There are still times though where it'd be useful to, you know, go to YouTube and everything, because there'll be some explanation actually happening, you know, as far as telling what exactly they're doing and how they're doing it, and not just seeing the video of it. But I can see how this would be helpful. This is something they promised since like PS5 was launched. Like, yeah. It's just taken this long for them to actually implement it. But they're like, hey, here it is now. We got the thing.
Yay.
Woohoo. Porn.
It's true. It's true. I just saw the video. I didn't mean I just saw the pic. What about porn?
Have you decided on you know, moving over to X Video or anything yet?
When I decide,
I feel like it's been like a month since I've asked you.
When I decide, you'll know. I've heard enough from you. Mara, what's your topic?
My topic is Marvel related, which will be a great segue to yours at some point. I'm using my iPad to do this. I don't have to split screen my computer. Fantastic Four, you know, they've been rolling out updates here and there with casting. And we finally got a villain. And surprise, it's Galactus.
What?
Who'd have thunk it? You had basically two choices. So.
Yeah, because the third one kind of fucked themselves up. Or the system fucked themselves up. Whatever. We won't talk about that. But yeah, so we're getting Galactus. And they have casted Ralph Ineson. I-N-E-S-O-N. I'm sorry for saying that wrong. But he's been in things like Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, and some other stuff. What?
We're just listening to you talk, Mark.
We're just listening to you talk.
So, oh, someone sounded like they're about to say something.
No, nobody said or made any noise. That's you.
Yes, they did. But no, anyway,
they didn't.
I got this news from IGN by Alex Stedman. And so they weren't the first to report it, but a Hollywood Reporter article today or yesterday revealed that prolific British actor Ralph Ineson will play Galactus in the new take on Fantastic Four. What else is he? They said he played Amicus Caro in the final three Harry Potter films. And I just have to say, I don't know who the fuck that is. So that's
okay. I got you. No, it's not. So very big character in the books, very small character in the movie. So the Caro twins were two of the people that Snape brought with them to take over Hogwarts. And they were like vindictive teachers and shit, but like they barely did anything in the movies. They got taken out in one, I think the first or second Deathly Hallows when Harry showed back up. Way bigger characters in the books than they actually were in the movies.
Cause I was like, I don't remember that name. I don't recognize that name at all. But looking up the character, I see the face in the movie. And I'm like, okay, maybe I recognize this. And his brother, Electo. But he was also William in The Witch, Dagmar, Clefjaw in Game of Thrones. And that was about it. And this also is not the first time he's been in the MCU either. He was in Guardians of the Galaxy as a Ravager pilot. But I'm assuming no lines. I'm assuming he was just kind of standing in the back chilling. But okay, so we got that. I don't really know any of his, I don't know what he'll be like, but I don't really know what Galactus is like either. I've only seen Galactus in my Marvel Snap game.
Oh, you don't remember him from the Fantastic Four, the second Fantastic Four movie with the Silver Surfer?
But he was eating the...
You see him.
Yeah, it's just the big smoky thing from the space trying to eat the planet, right? Yeah, no.
Well, and that's what I was confused because... What was the first Doctor Strange movie? What was the villain in that? Because wasn't that also something kind of like Galactus?
Dormammu. No, that was Dormammu.
That's right. Yeah.
I kept thinking that was him for a second. I was like, no, that's something different.
Galactus always reminds me of Unicron for some reason.
I can see why.
Planet eating bullshit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the way his head is shaped and shit.
That's from Transformers.
Very Transformer like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Transformers.
More than meets the eye.
But yeah, most of the rest of the article on IGN, excuse me?
More than meets the eye.
I checked out for a second there. What just happened?
don't check back in for that. Just go past it. But yeah, the rest of the article pretty much talks about, you know, some of his other smaller roles, and it goes on to repeat that, you know, we have Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Ebon Moss Backrack as Ben Grimm the Thing, and Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm. We also have Julia Garner, who will play the Silver Surfer, and John Malkovich is also added to the cast, but which I saw in another article, but they haven't said who he is playing. So we shall see.
Okay, okay. Speaking of just checking out, like, I didn't realize how often I actually did that until, like, this past weekend. This past Saturday was Free Comic Book Day, right? And we were in a comic shop talking to different people, you know, that have their comic books out there and all that, because giving away some stuff, but also actual comic book creators were there as well to sell, you know, their stuff. And I was talking to somebody, and apparently during the conversation, the money had to, like, poke me because I started checking out in the middle of the conversation, which I know I do sometimes, but I didn't realize how often I did it because I didn't even know I was doing it. Like, it was one of those things where I'll be talking to somebody, and I guess, like, eventually in the conversation, I decide I'm no longer interested in what they're saying, so I just start drifting off and looking at other shit, and I no longer hear anything they're saying to me. So, yeah, I need to. It's one of those things, like, I got to kind of put that in check because I didn't realize how bad it was and how often I did it.
Sounds like you have undiagnosed ADHD.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's what it is, but
I guarantee that's what it is.
Yeah, it's one of those things you kind of hear about yourself as a kid and all that kind of stuff, and you realize, yeah, that makes sense. That's probably what it was.
That sounds on brand.
But you know what else is on brand? Our brand. And you know what brand we like? The brand from our sponsors. And the thing is, you don't have to hear from our sponsors at all if you subscribe to us on Patreon, you know, at the right tier. You get this whole thing ad-free. However, you decided that you didn't want to do that. You decided that you wanted to watch us live, which we also appreciate, by the way. I'm not going to say don't watch us live. I do appreciate that very much. However, since you're not, I figure I'll go ahead and give you an ad that I thought I had open. Now it's no longer here. So give me just a second. There it is. Here's the ad. Tired of feeling sluggish and unfocused throughout the day? Then it's time to try Dubby, the ultimate energy source. Dubby is a powerful, clean energy drink that is designed to help you stay alert and focused no matter what life throws your way. Whether you're a student, a busy professional, an athlete, or especially a gamer, Dubby can give you the boost you need to take on the day or the night. It also contains important aminos and vitamins that canned energy drinks simply don't have. And the best part, Dubby is made with high-quality ingredients and is completely sugar-free, maltodextrin-free, and is keto-friendly. So you can enjoy the energy boost without any of the crash, jitters, or angst that comes with traditional energy drinks. Simply mix Dubby with water and you'll have a delicious, refreshing energy drink that can help you power through your entire day. And with a variety of flavors to choose from, including Galaxy Grenade, Beach and Peach, and Dragonade, you're sure to find one that you love. So go to dubby.creationworld.com and order your Dubby today. And for a limited time, use code CREATIA at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's CREATIA at dubby.creationworld.com for 10% off. Try Dubby today and feel the difference. The link is in the description. We back. All right.
We got some cool shit over there on Patreon for a dollar too.
We do. We'll talk about that in just a second, okay? However, I want to show this trailer because I just saw this shit and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And we have to watch this now.
Okay.
What was the for? What's wrong?
Nothing. Oh, okay. It wasn't the ug, it was an O. Oh shit, this is still happening.
God, you need to be rehabilitated.
Oh, go down, connect with humans, and then you can come back.
You'll live as one of them, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? What do you mean, sort of? What?
Dear God, my
family's a mess. My daughter is like a computer going through puberty. My husband still gets Spider-Man henna at the county fair. Huh? And my son's goal in life is vaping or rollerblading or roller vaping. And we're just slowly growing apart.
Roller vaping.
I am God.
Jesus Christ!
Remember no, I said God.
I right.
I was wrong. Tis I, your savior.
Meow.
But now I'm basically a mitten with an anus. I'm only here as a PR ploy to make it look like I give a dump about you people. Also, this is super satisfying. The sooner I help you, the sooner I get back to heaven.
Who? Me? Beelzebub?
I will.
You have darkness whose mission on earth is to
Beelzebub. He's in Sandland.
At first, I was helping humans just to get back up to heaven. But after a while, I
actually
cared about them. They're my humans, and there's no way I'm letting you corrupt them.
Hey! As Lord Satan, I command you to open this enchanted robot wall. Open the door! Open it!
Is this what Exploding Kittens is actually about?
No.
It's not again.
Okay. I was just curious.
Just keep going.
I was like, that's Sriracha? It is Sriracha. Oh my God.
That's not what I was expecting at all, but okay. So you said that's not what Exploding Kittens is actually about. What is Exploding Kittens actually about?
It's like a card game. Like there is a card with an exploding cat on it, and typically you're supposed to be able to pass it off or defuse the exploding cat. Is there a trailer for... the game?
I'm looking up a description of the game.
Thank you.
Well, while you're looking that up, we can watch another trailer here for something called Sonic Rumble. If you're a fan of that hedgehog, he's going to rumble. Sure.
Hola, Wilhelm.
See, as a wrestling fan, the word rumble implies fighting to me, and the fact that that's not happening in this game bothers me. I don't want to play it now.
It's another Sonic running game.
Yeah, it's just more Sonic.
So basically, the way Exploding Kittens works is, it's a game where you guys just keep drawing cards. Everyone gets one diffuse card. There are extra diffuse cards, and that's the only thing that saves you. But it's like hot potato. If you get an exploding kitten and you don't have a diffuse card, you explode, you're out of the game, and you just keep going until there's one player left who survives.
Yes. That is the best way of describing it.
It's your turn.
Well played.
Buggy and Mustard.
I'm nervous. Well played.
Yeah, I think I saw this on Netflix and I thought about downloading, but then I realized I'm not gonna play this, so I didn't do it.
Fucking weird though, right? Like nothing to do with God or Satan or a battle of anyway.
Before, I think before I guess Netflix got I guess, the rights to Exploding Kittens. We used to play, it was a mobile game before, like, it became Netflix's mobile game. Mm-hmm. Because they had different packs and such. Because it's also like a physical card game as well that you can play. But mobile, it's more fun because they get to put actual bombs on the screen. yeah, I mean, it's silly. It's a funny card game if you're like playing with the right people.
Gotcha. Kind of like how Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity is. You got the right people. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Got the wrong people, it's no fun at all. But let's move on to my topic, kind of keeping in the Marvel family of things. So Bob Iger has, you know, let us know that they're going to be kind of cutting back on how many Marvel projects they're putting out each year. He kind of detailed this. We got a story here from the Hollywood Reporter from Alex Weprin. CEO explained his plans to reduce Marvel Studios' output on the company's earnings call. So Disney is planning to reevaluate its slate of films and TV shows from Marvel Studios, with the company set to reduce its output from the comic book franchise studio. On Disney's fiscal second quarter earnings call, Disney CEO Bob Iger told analysts that the company is finally moving away from, quote, a vestige, basically a desire in the past to increase volume. End quote. And new quote, I've been working hard with the studio to reduce output and focus more on quality. That's particularly true with Marvel, end quote. What will that mean for Marvel's upcoming films and TV shows? This year's slate, highlighted by Deadpool and Wolverine, won't be impacted, but it will be felt in future years. We're slowly going to decrease volume and go to probably about two TV series a year instead of what had become four, and reduce our film output from maybe four a year to two, or at maximum three. Iger added, we're working hard on what the path is. We've got a couple of good films in 2025. Then we're headed to more Avengers, which we're extremely excited about. End quote. Avengers, the Kang Dynasty is listed for 2026. He also says, overall, I feel great about the slate. It's something that I've committed to spending more and more time on. The team is one that I have tremendous confidence in, and the IP that we're mining, including all the sequels that we're doing, is second to none. Yeah, that's about it. There's more to it, but we can end it there. That's the gist of it. They said we're going to cut back and focus on quality over quantity. I'm one that's more in the line of thinking that just decreasing the quantity is not going to change things. Because to me, it really didn't seem like quality was the issue. It was, yeah, you had one movie in the last couple of years that I don't think was great, being the newest Ant-Man movie. It was like, not great. The rest of them I liked anyway. It wasn't like they were, you know, nothing was bad about them. None of them like blew me away, but it's still just like they're all pretty good. I don't know what they're thinking is going to happen by putting more. Maybe if there's less coming out, there's more scarcity, so people are just more hyped to see them, period, and they'll be coming out in droves for that. Maybe that's what they're hoping, but they're using these words to kind of cover that up. I don't know. But
the problem is, we want to see what you gave us in the first few phases. We want to see the Avengers interact and come together, find out who the new fucking Avengers are. Like, that's what we want.
Yeah, but you got to think, the first few years, that took a long time for them to actually come together. That wasn't very quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't, like, when they say we're reducing the amount of movies we're releasing, I was like, have you ever actually released four movies in a year? And I was, like, looking through it, and I was like, you haven't. They've been kind of consistent at two to three. And so it's just like, so you're not changing anything, but if you're spreading them out to give them time to make the quality better of the story and how they show it, I think that makes sense. But like to say we're reducing the number, they're not reducing the number. I was like, they haven't really been releasing three movies in a year, probably since we were wrapping up the Infinity era. So
And I'm trying to think of when they had four series come out in a year. When did that happen?
They never did. They usually had maybe one to two.
Yeah. They always would get you know, even if we thought they were going to get multiple in a year like that, they got delayed. So it was just
And then even before like Disney Plus, like the only thing they had was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm just like, where is this reducing of anything? Like if you said like you're doing one movie a year and two series in a year, okay, that's a reduction. But all you're saying is we're reducing the number because we were doing this, or we were promising to do this many in a year and we couldn't keep up with that. So we're reducing it, but we're going back to what we were doing before. The last time they released three movies in the same year, well, was last year, but those were wrap-ups of...
That was what? Like, we got Guardians, we got
the Marvel. It was Guardians and Ant-Man.
Marvel and Ant-Man, okay, yeah.
So if we... Because I know people say the Hulk, right? They'll say, oh, the Hulk is technically, with Norton, is technically the first MCU movie, but the MCU really started with Iron Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were four years between the release of Iron Man and the Avengers. It is 2024. When did Shang-Chi come out?
I don't know.
Shang-Chi came out in 2021.
Are we anywhere near a discussion of people coming together for any... Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, before the Avengers came out, there was the Avenger Initiative. There was all this talk. There was build. There were, you know, little Easter eggs and cameos and shit like that. I don't feel like we're getting anywhere.
It's not the quantity that I had a problem with. It's the quality of what we're going to. They're trying to introduce so many. It feels like Disney acquired Fox and got the rights to all these other properties, and they don't know what to do because now they have so much that they can do, and like trying to tie in and make things canon to kind of catch up, or doing it in like a different part of the multiverse or wherever, like, you know, on like in another like reality from like the ones that we've been watching. It's just, it feels like they don't know where to go next, so they keep just going to the next character instead of focusing and trying to maybe work on a collective team up. Because I'm trying to understand who's going to make it to Avengers 5 in 2026. Like, characters-wise.
They gave us the Eternals. That's not going to go anywhere. That's not going to do anything. It just feels like they're releasing first editions of comics to introduce characters and not giving us a vision of where this is all going to come to a head.
I think what they're doing is, because they're trying to get us away from those, like all the people from the original set, and kind of like, these are the new folks that we're focusing on now. So they got to introduce them all. It's just, they're not getting people excited about them. They're all, like I said, they're all pretty good movies, but they're not getting excited about what's coming next. It's just, because, that was cool and I'm done with
it. I also think like, they also didn't like, the only people whose stories kind of wrapped was Iron Man's, because he died.
He's dead.
Captain America, because they let him go back and have his story with Peggy, and so he got to be old. But like, you know, and it's even kind of ambiguous as to what has happened to him. But I assume retirement, you know, is the way they made it seem. So it's like, you know, they've kind of wrapped his story. But they left Bruce kind of out in the wind. Thor, you could kind of wrap it up with, now that he has love, and it kind of like, you don't have to do more there, because you have Valkyrie, who's you know, running New Asgard. Like, you could close that. You could say he had a proper close. Who else?
Black Widow's dead.
Black Widow has died, and we know that, you know, I guess whatever relation that they make to her will be just done through her sister in Thunderbolts. Yelena.
Cliff is training a new Hawkeye, and from the show,
with Kate Bishop. Like, they left And then they kind of threw, I feel like they still don't really know what to do. Also, like you mentioned, the Hulk, like they've kind of just floated him around since, what was the Avengers before, the third Thor before the
Infinity
best Thor.
War?
No, you mean when before he, that we talk about Age of Ultron? Ultron?
I think so. When he flew off, when he took off, and then somehow ended up.
That was Age of Ultron.
Okay. Yeah. Like,
that was right before Ragnarok. That was the movie. I'm like, why can't I think of the name of that movie?
I was like, what was the name of that one? Yeah, Ragnarok. And then they kind of just like, they teased like, you know, Planet Hulk, and then they threw him back in for, you know, Infinity War and that, but they didn't really follow up. Like, where does he go after this? They tried to pass his story on over with She-Hulk, but, you know, as many people, that was, didn't respond well to that one. And it's kind of just like,
I liked She-Hulk.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for everything it was, but like, I don't see them doing more with it, or at least like I haven't heard of them doing more with it lately.
And apparently he's got a kid, and we just dropped, like, yeah, you know.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's so much that they're, like, they're trying to move on to new stories, but they haven't fully wrapped up other ones that they've kind of just left open. And I feel like if they wait so long to follow up with it, like, if they wait till 2027 for Secret Wars, right, for them to follow up about Hulk's kid, it's going to be like more mad people are going to be like, when the fuck did that happen? When did he get brought up? Why do we care about that now? Like, it's such a weird progression that Marvel is taking.
I had forgotten all about the kid. So it was until you said, I did too, right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they're making it less cohesive, where it's just like you're making these individual stories, but you're not making it cohesive for us to want to care about it, especially if they drop off on it. Like,
yeah,
I can only imagine what's going to happen with the Echo story.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't think having less movies or less shows is going to make a difference. Actually, there has been a couple of years where they put out a shitload of shows in a year. Like 2021, they put out WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, and Hawkeye was in December of that year. But I kind of consider Hawkeye a 2022 show. But,
and I feel like that also came because that was Disney. Because I feel like that was also when Disney Plus was kind of like gaining its footing. And so they were like, they're doubling down. Yeah.
It was also a year we couldn't really go to movies. So, you know.
Yeah. You got like the oversaturation of it made sense. But like now, when people are like out and about and people are like now like, I wish I had more to do with this, they're like, let's take a step back, but they're not continuing the story. They're not finishing up the stories that they have given us.
Yeah.
What happens with Wanda? I thought Wanda, like, isn't Wanda technically still alive, or is she dead? I don't remember anymore because it's been so long now.
That was Multiverse in, Madness.
Yeah, she was in
She's still alive. I think she's still alive.
Yeah, like I think something just like think like she's in like that rock or something, but it's like what happened?
She's trapped
with
away,
her?
But she's not dead. Yeah.
So, when is Doctor Strange coming back?
In 2022, we got Moon Knight, Ms. Marvel, and She-Hulk. And then 2023 was Secret Invasion, Loki, and then another season of What If at the end of the year.
Secret Invasion was there.
It was fine. It was one of those things like I didn't hate it, but it was just like, this should have been better. You know, it was disappointing. I didn't hate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Secret Invasion with the Skrull.
It had a lot of promise and it fell flat.
It was one of those things like it's one of those you watch, it's like Nick Fury deserved better. You know, like,
yeah.
It was what that is.
It was also one of those things where they kept talking about, this is where we're introducing mutants. And I am so sick of fucking hearing that in the MCU. I'm so sick of, this Easter egg means X-Men are coming. No, it doesn't. When they come, they come.
You know when they introduced X-Men in the Marvels, when they showed up with the X-Men, fucking Beast was there. That's when they said, here are X-Men.
Or at the end of Ms. Marvel, when they said, you have a mutation in your gene.
And played the X-Men theme.
Everyone wanted to shit all over Ms. Marvel, and I was like, you should have watched it.
It was good.
It was a good show. Like,
it was really good. It was good story-wise, and I felt like it was an interest. It took, I liked seeing them expand on a different culture.
Yeah.
Again.
But, you know, that kind of makes it doubly bad for all those folks out there that don't like anything but the, you know,
white
stereotypical white hero guy, you know. Yeah. I was going to show us some more trailers and stuff. We've already gone over time. So.
I figured you had to get back to work.
Yeah. So we're going to wrap this up here. Thank you all for watching. Do not forget, one of the best ways to support us is on Patreon at patreon.com/creationworld. You go there, you get this show and other shows ad free. You get Multiverse with myself and Mara the Shark Watkins, Return to Wrestling with myself and the Warden Matt Ritter. And also, If You Have to Ask with the Warden Matt Ritter and Kate Ritter, his lovely wife, who we all love dearly. You can also find us on all the socials at Instagram and Twitter and TikTok, all that good stuff, at It's Creation World. That is at ITSCREATIA World. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/creationworld. You can also, when you're in that facebook.com/creationworld, you can switch on over and go to our Facebook groups, because, you know, we talk about cool stuff while we're there. One of them being facebook.com/group/them dragons. If you're a fan of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon, all that cool stuff, get in there, talk about dragons with us, because dragons are cool. Also, if you're a wrestling fan, great place to come is facebook.com/group/smackingitraw. Get it? Come smacking it raw. Yeah. Check that out. Tell them about it, Matt.
It's a wrestling group without the bullshit of the IWC, where you can just enjoy being a wrestling fan.
And you can find me on all the socials, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, all that good stuff, at Lord_Cusslot. That is at LORD_CUSSALOTT. Mara, where can they find you?
All those same places, at Mara the Shark here. MARADASHARK.
And Madzilla, where can they find you?
Twitter at Matt Ritter, at MATTRDDER for your wrestling content, at Getting Off for your horror content, and everywhere else mentioned above, at Smacking It Raw.
Also, I don't know where Mattzilla came from, but I like it. I'm going to start saying it. That'll be it for this week's episode. We'll catch y'all next time. Until then, we out.
Peace.